Welcome to Poolsville Presbyterian Church. We're located in the town of Poolsville in western Montgomery County, Maryland. Poolsville Presbyterian Church is a member of the National Capital Presbytery. You're always welcome to join us as we worship our Lord every Sunday morning at 10:30. Our scripture reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. In his message titled, Arise and See, Reverend Derek Longbreak tells us that when it is dark, we can only move forward by looking at our feet, because that is about as far as we can see. God provides us light to guide us on our journey, so we can look up and be a light for others. God's light makes a difference. Let us now join Reverend Longbreak as he explains God's word.
You may be seated. Please join me as together we say our prayer of confession. God of grace and truth, in Jesus Christ you came among us as light shining in darkness. We confess that we have not welcomed the light or trusted good news to be good. We have closed our eyes to glory in our midst, expecting little and hoping for less. Forgive our doubt and renew our hope, so that we may receive the fullness of your grace and live in the truth of Christ the Lord. Amen. I'm going to invite you for a moment of silent personal confession as well. Lord, in this new year, we're here before you, offering ourselves, confessing to you that we need you in this year to come. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Please join me now in the assurance of pardon. Hear the good news. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Friends, what is the good news of the gospel? In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen. I invite you to open the Pew Bibles to page 690 in the Old Testament. And I encourage you, if you're someone who likes to follow along as the sermon will be referring back to this scripture. I'll be reading from Isaiah chapter 60, the first six verses. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. When I was younger, I remember holding up my young son so he could look out the window. And the sun was just beginning to arise, and the gloom of night was clearing away, and we could see the pinks and the purples on the eastern horizon, and we could start to see more clearly all that surrounded us. We could see the colors as the light brightened. And then he asked, "Mommy, where is the sun?" And then the sun began to rise over the rooftops, bringing its intense light. Well, light comes, and we see it. And when it comes, we see all around us what before the darkness had muted. If we turned off all our alarm clocks and got rid of our shades, maybe if we're not a teenager, but most of us are wired to wake up when the light dawns. So light's this image that's chosen to express the glory of God because it wakes us up. It brings us to arise. It helps us to see things differently. We can see this described in the beautiful poetry of Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. So the glory of the Lord rises over us. And this coming of God's light, of God's glory, invites us. It actually, I believe, drives us to arise and in ourselves to shine. It's much more than saying, rise and shine, sleepyhead, as we do when we wake up someone. This is a rising up because all around there's darkness. And when there's darkness, and that's the only thing that we can see, we make our way looking down. We don't look forward because we can't see that far ahead of us. We only can see this short distance. And so when there's darkness, we also imagine one object as another. If you think about a young child looking at seeing monsters in the shadows of their room, when really it's a pair of jeans hung over the rocking chair, darkness limits what we see. It also has these negative associations. It can confuse us. It can make our vision not as clear. And then when there's thick darkness, not even darkness, but thick darkness, I imagine this referring to the complete blackness of, say, like a mine. And I remember going with my wife down to the bottom of a mine to go on a tour. And at one point, they had us all turn our headlamps off at one time. And they had us hold our hands up right in front of our face. And they said, do you see your own hand? And you couldn't see it. So when darkness is that thick, if we were there in the mine, the only way to safely leave would be to get down on our hands and knees and crawl so we wouldn't step into some hole or shaft or bang our head on a low-hanging rock formation. So when light comes, we no longer have to live our life crawling around to be safe. We can arise and stand up because God arises over us. God's light shines on us and in us and helps us first to see who we are. This light then brings color and clarity where there was dullness and uncertainty before. God comes to us, and his glory, this intense abundance of his presence, resides with us and changes us. We experience God's attention. His light changes our approach to living. We're not just blindly looking around. We can confidently live into the uniqueness of who we are. We can confidently live into the mission that God has for us. We don't no longer have to be just driven to be like other people or to be who someone else thinks we should be. Because God's light shows a new way forward. With God's light, our illusions vanish. We can stand up tall. We can begin this new year with God's presence replacing any sense of loneliness or absence we feel. We can begin this new year with well-being replacing dismay, with hope replacing despair. There is optimism for the future because we can see that God does bring abundance. Our family has a tradition to celebrate the season of Advent leading up to Christmas with an Advent calendar, where there's a calendar, it's sort of a calendar that we hang on the wall, and it has 24 pockets, and we put one little present in for each day leading up to Christmas. And one year, one of the presents was a package of gummy Santas, but it came with a device that looked sort of like tweezers, and when you would squeeze the gummy Santa with the tweezers, it would light up. And the light really it made it seem like the light was coming right out of the center of this gummy Santa. And the light was so powerful that when the Santa was in the right position, it actually looked different. You could see the details of the Santa. God's light changes things in that way. Because of God's abundance, because of God's light, we can arise and we can shine. God makes his light into your light. In Isaiah, he talks about this in reference to the people of Israel. God's glory over them made clear that they were special. That even though his people were suffering, disappointed, and facing the uncertainty of living in exile, that God was with them. That God's glory is reflected in his people no matter the situation. So we receive God's abundance and we share it. We participate in accepting responsibility for this gift of trust that he offers. We model what a holy people looks like when we're illuminated by God's light, by his glory, and by his abundance. When we're illuminated by God's light, it's our uniqueness and God's mission that are illuminated. And it doesn't just lead us to be like, wow, I'm so special, or this congregation is the best congregation ever. What it does is, in the words of 2 Corinthians 4, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. This light that proclaims Jesus Christ that's in each of you is compelling. And as Isaiah says, nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. God's light comes to us. And we share with Israel in this invitation of God to lift up our eyes, to see and look around, to see what the abundance of the glory that is coming to his people. But we also have another way that we look at this as well. We are ones who have come from outside of Israel, who've been gathered by seeing God's light. And we've come to bring gifts and to proclaim the praise of the Lord. So we're also like the wise men. They were foreigners who saw this light, saw a star rising in the east, somewhere in their own land where they were, and probably one of them saw it first, or maybe a couple of them saw it and they got together and started talking about, what is this? Should we do anything? And they ended up together searching for what this light represented. And they set out for Israel. Now we picture three kings on camels come to see Jesus. And this actually comes from the scripture in Isaiah that I read. Kings drawn by the light, with all the camels come bearing gifts of gold and frankincense. But it's actually the number of wise men are never mentioned in the Bible. And we usually choose three because of the three gifts they bring. And they came from some faraway place to worship a child who was born King of the Jews because they lifted their eyes up and saw a light. We're like the wise men. We too are non-Jews who are attracted by God's light. And like the wise men, we don't come alone. We bring others to see this light that has arisen. We bring others to try to learn more about this light. We might have been far away. We might have been far away in our understanding. But still we seek Jesus, asking for help along the way. Just as the wise men ask Herod for help in understanding where to go to see this light more closely. So like the wise men too, we also bring gifts which acknowledge who Jesus is, as I told the kids, acknowledging him as King, as God, the Messiah, come to live among us, and as risen, resurrected Lord. Bringing gifts is a way that we worship. It's a way that we say that God is in charge of our lives, that God is important to us. Because in gift giving, you make this invisible love you have visible. In gift giving, the hidden heart is made known to others. The Spirit is risked to be revealed in what you give. Our giving shows we believe in God's abundance revealed in Jesus Christ. And so we lift up our eyes as we're guided to journey to join God's people in sharing the glorious future of God's abundance. We come to worship Jesus. We might be one who's, we feel like the light of Christ is radiating through us. We might feel almost a foreigner apart from God, but it's here together that we all experience God's glory and abundance. Well, even though we're gathered here, sometimes we look up, we come to Jesus, and we still despair. We focus on the smallness of things in our lives. We focus on that there aren't as many people in our country following Jesus. We focus on the things that have gone wrong in the last year. We don't see people being drawn to Jesus by the shine coming out of us. We're disappointed by the lack of shine as we look at other people who are journeying with us. And we're tempted to lose heart as we journey towards this full abundance that God has for us. But if we not only lift our eyes up, but we look around, we're going to be able to see God's light. 2 Corinthians tells us to not be discouraged as we live for Jesus. As we look around, we see his abundance. We see how God's at work in the world. We see in the presence of his light that we don't have to be afraid any longer. We don't have to try to practice some kind of Christianity that's fake. We don't have to try to displease someone else. We can speak aloud and praise Jesus as Lord because his light is really in us. We really can see what he's doing. And God is doing things that make us radiant. He's bringing people to join in sharing worship with us. He's bringing us out into the world to do things like serve a meal at the Lord's table, to collect food for the hungry, to make a difference in your everyday life as you work, as you go to school, as you spend time with your family. When we see the glory of Christ, when we see the glory of God in Jesus Christ, we are radiant, and our heart will thrill and rejoice because God is at work. And if we really are affected by his light, we're going to arise to this reality, to a life that's different. We're going to arise to a life where we shine forth this light, where we let God's light radiate through us, where there's so much light that we can be different, even if someone looks at us or looks down at us, where our focus won't be on what we don't have, what's gone wrong, or where hope has gone away. Rather, we look around and we celebrate with all who God has gathered together to follow Jesus. And we tell the story of his abundance and his glory. And others will join us in telling that story together. We tell, too, alongside of that, the story of struggle. But a story not just of struggle, a story of struggle and hope. We do tell the story of darkness, but not just of darkness. Darkness, but where light is breaking into that darkness. As it says in 2 Corinthians, "For it is God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of God in the face of Jesus Christ." We bring his light, and we celebrate even as we journey towards the ultimate kingdom gathering. So arise. Jesus brings his presence, his abundance, his light, his glory into the darkest corners of your lives. Arise. Jesus brings his light into our community and our world. Shine. Confess your sin. Shine. Confess your self-serving nature and the darkness that you're living in. Shine. Openly state the truth of God's impact on your life. And lift up your eyes. You're not in this alone. Go to your neighbors, those in your church, those near to you, those who are well-to-do, those who are poor, and proclaim hope. Look around. Go even into the world, to the ghettos of the city, the refugee camps, all across the world, and join with others who are proclaiming God's glory and celebrating a new year of following Jesus Christ, even in the midst of darkness. Let us pray. God, the coming of your light into our world has brightened weary hearts with peace. So teach us, show us again how to proclaim the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you, bringing light into our world. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Longbreak, for an inspiring message. The congregation of Poolsville Presbyterian Church would like to thank you, the listener, for joining us, and we hope that today's message helps you grow in God's grace. We end today's message with our benediction.
If you noticed, that sanctuary got brighter as we were here together, and it does give a sense, a different sense, when God's light is at work in our lives and when we see it. So now, may our God of peace guard your hearts and minds in the love of Jesus and the knowledge of the Holy Spirit at work in you this day and every day. Alleluia. Amen.